Blog Talk Radio.
Are you guys? I hope you are good and you are well. We're going to have a good time today here on Solar Records Radio. I'm trying to uplift your spirits. I know that some of us have been going through some very difficult times, and some of us are riding it out, and some of us just been having a wonderful time. So it's a combination of, you know, total different aspects that I'm trying to reach at. But I just want you to know that God loves you and I love you too. And I just want to just be a helping hand in Christ's mighty name. Hey, what's happening, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio today as we praise our Heavenly Father on this beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Texas. We are in Texas, and we are praying that you are good right now, and we are praying that God is keeping you and that you will overcome. And whatever it is that may be pulling at you or pulling you down or just, you know, hurting you spiritually. We want you to be victorious, absolutely. So anyway, guys, this is a great day. I had a chance to play for the Lord today, and that was wonderful. That was fun. I actually didn't think so much of it because we didn't have a bass player. And so, you know, as drummers, we're kind of used to that bottom, you know, support. And that bass wasn't there. And I was like, wow, this is going to be a rough one. And so, but the bass player came. He didn't come for rehearsal, but he came for, you know, the grand finale, so to speak. And we had a good time praising God. So praise God for that. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, making sure that the bass player showed up and we're able to, you know, at least do our part. And so let's just pray a little bit and remember who is the King of all kings. Father God, we love you and we appreciate you, and we want you to know that you are amazing. You are the King of all kings. And we're just so grateful that we could come together right now in your Son's name and just praise you and just sing hallelujah to you and just do what we do here and just thank you and be grateful for all of the wonderful gifts and opportunities that you've given us, Father. We understand that there's some crazy stuff going on in this world, and it's been going on crazy for a long time. It's just, you know, some things seem to be brighter than others. And so, Father, we just ask a special blessing for all of those who are suffering in this process and ones that will lose their life in the process. And, Father, we just thank you so much for the ones that have just said, hey, I said I'll be there, and they flew, left their country and went to be with their countrymen, and so they're fighting for their country. Father, we're learning, and it's difficult, but we're learning, and we know that this is going to be a challenge for us, Father. But we know that you got this, and so we want to lean on you. We want to lean in your hands, and your glory, and your grace. And we want to trust you in it, Father. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask all of our blessings, Father. We ask if you could just guide us. Please lead us, Father. Please help us. We are almost without words. And so in your Son's name, mighty name, we ask all of our blessings. Amen, 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 amen. So guys, y'all ready to get busy here with this music here? It's solar time, right? It's time to get busy. So I wanna do that for you. I wanna play another song that I think is beautiful and uplifting and spiritual and just the blessing. So with that being said, I'm gonna do that, and I love you. Sometimes we have to touch the person, hold the person, feel the person, to love them, but we don't have to. We can just be in love with their spirit and who they are. And so I just want you guys to know that I love you right where you are. And I love who you are based off of what I see you post and the interactions that we have together. And so I'm so grateful for you. And I hope that you could turn around and do the same thing and say the same thing to somebody else who may be needing this, because it's hard out here, and it's painful, and it's tough, and it's rough. But as Christians, we knew it was going to be all that. So we have a tough walk, and we're going to have some difficult times, but we need to love each other despite what we're seeing. Just love each other. And so to my Palestinian brothers and sisters and to my Jewish brothers and sisters, we love you. We love you both very, very much. And we're just praying for God's will to be done. And so that you guys are good. And so we're not sure what that is. I mean, I know I'm not. I have no idea. All I know is that it's happening. And, you know, I mean, it's really uncomfortable. So we're praying for you guys, okay? And we love you. We love both of you. And so let's do our best to be our best and make sure we lift up the Palestinians as we're lifting up, you know, the Israelites. I mean, we have to. We can't. These people are innocent victims as well. So let's not forget them, okay? In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
I'm captivated, I'll say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Song. Surrender. Surrender. Surrender.
Above the singing, God, above the music, above the songs, let your name be lifted high, Jesus. Let your name be honored, God. And we commit all that we are to you, God, everything that we do, and we reach towards you.
Drench my with this right here.
Lord, you know, guys, I just need you to know that God is awesome and that he loves you very, very, very much. And, you know, I know it's some of this stuff is hard to hear because we've been hurting so much. And you just go, there's no way that he could love us. There's no way that he could love me this much. Something's very wrong. And it's very sad. And it's just something's really weird about this. What is going on? Well, you know, God has a lot on his plate. Let's just talk about God's plate. Let's talk about all the things that he's experiencing, all the different things that he's hearing, all of the different praises, all of the different people that are asking for his help and crying out for him. Just think about it. How crazy is it what God is going through and what he's dealing with? You know, I mean, God, you're dealing with a lot. And we love you. We love you desperately. And that's what we're supposed to do. It's not anything we should be, you know, get an award for loving God. But we're supposed to love him despite our situations, despite how bad it may look outside right now. And I'm just asking you to just love him. Just love him in this process. We're in this together. And I know it's so hard to believe that God would allow certain things to happen, but they do happen. God has to allow these things to happen. Not that he wants to. He's basically saying, if you do this, this is going to happen. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. And all these things that are happening, God has warned us about this. And he's told us, but we continue to think that we run the show. a lot of us think that, oh, I got this, I got this, I got this. I see what you're talking about, God, but I got this. And then when it comes down, it's like, oh, my God, why would you let that happen? First of all, God is not here as a security guard. This is his domain, and he's running it the way that he's running it. And he's given us a Bible, the number one seller of all times, to basically understand what we are dealing with, because he can't explain it to us every day. So he's given us a book so that we can read it as much as we want to, as much as we have to, so that we can understand what it is that he is trying to tell us. And so I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, if you would just understand that God loves you. And I know you may feel what you feel, and that's good. You're entitled to your feelings. You're entitled to your feelings. And so, but you need to make sure that your feelings are what you're feeling is the truth, is God, is love, is compassion, is direction, and not hatred and anger and painfulness, because those things will pull you down and destroy you and eat you alive. Please trust in Christ as he loves you. He prayed, he loved you before you were even born. So, you know, why don't we pray together and ask God to help us? Because this is a hard one. We are hurting. We are confused. We're not sure what we're doing. All we know is that it's painful. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, how much we love you, God. We love you so much. And we're so confused about some of these things that are happening. And we're just asking for you to just bless us in this storm right now. Father, please help us to understand what it is that you're doing. Please help us to know that you are the King of all kings and that you got us. Father, please forgive us for our immaturity and our lack of knowledge about who you are and what it is that you have set forth for us. Please forgive us, Father. Please just help us to be the men and women of God that you want us to be. Please guide us and direct us, protect us. Please help us to be who you want us to be. We love you so much, and we appreciate you every inch and every bit of our hearts, Father. So thank you right here and now. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Now, guys, just meditate with me on Jesus right now. Thank you. doing that. Praise you, Lord. We're so grateful for you and all that you do for us. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Hallelujah. God is good. All the time.
deep. Shout to the Lord tonight. 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 Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the First Baptist Church Combined Choir.
Oh, till he returns or calls me home. And here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Here in the power of Christ we stand.
Hello, everyone out there. I know that it's a rainy day here where we are, and we hope that the sun is shining where you are, but that there's been enough rain so that you have water to drink. But look, I just wanted to read this book because this is food for the soul. I wanted to talk to you about Revelations. You know, Revelations was written by John. And it's a very unique form of biblical writing, and it presents itself as a letter, and he communicates his concern for the Christians in a number of towns in modern-day Turkey, and goes on to other places as well. And there are clues to the interpretation of John's symbolism that really appears even in the text itself, such as the identity of the dragon or the beast where the woman sits on some mountains. That's Rome, widely known as the city on seven hills. And like other parts of the Bible, Revelation uses numbers as symbolic references. It talks about the seven eyes and the ten horns. We don't take any of that literally, but refer to a universal sight and absolute power as a revelatory literature in general. And it talks a lot about the Old Testament. And it was written to address first century crises, but its relevance is not lost, as we find that it also appears to be talking about today. The primary message of that book, eternal victory, because the Christ of God and our Savior already defeated the beast, who is Satan, and he rose triumphant over death. His followers, Christians, and makes his promise in Revelation to John, quote, "Be faithful, even if you have to die, and I will give you the crown of life." That's in Revelation 2:10. We are saved. Our task is just to remain to be faithful to the victor, to Christ, and that he takes us home to heaven for an eternity. In my Bible, before the chapter, it talks about a particular verse, Revelation 22:5. God's servants will worship him. There will never be night again. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, because the Lord God will give them light, and they will rule as kings forever and ever. You know, the book of Revelation is one of the most difficult books to understand because of all the symbolism. And it probably was written at the end of the first century. And he wrote to a group of seven churches, and each of them mentioned chapter 3, to alert Christians that there was a crisis coming upon them, that disaster awaits them. And he wanted Christians to know that God is bigger than any evil that could stand against God and his people. And really, we need to think about that today. We need to know that all things that are happening right now, as Israel builds up forces to go into the Gaza, even though they're telling them to try to head to the south, many of them can't. You know, they're either very old or they don't have the money, they can't get there. But at the same time, when Israelites, you know, have seen attack, they too have hostages that were taken, children that were taken. So we really need to think about, in the end, we know that Revelation is going to be a series of visions that's going to tell the story of God's word. Remember, when John wrote this, he wanted to put the difficult times that Christians are facing and face them in perspective, and remind all of us of how everything fits into God's over. And John does this by a series of visions of the future, and pictures of the present and flashbacks in the past for this reason. So it's very important to read the whole book of Revelation, a few chapters at a time. Paul starts off with a communication and a message to all the churches, those present-day churches when he lived. But as we go through, there are different seals. But I wanted to talk about the seventh seal. And there will be seven angels and trumpets. There will be an angel that will appear. There will be two witnesses that are described and the seventh trumpet. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The power to rule the world now belongs to our Lord and his Christ, and he will rule forever and ever." Then the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God bowed down on their faces and worshiped God. I wanted to interject that we have 12 disciples that lived at that time, and the other 12 also very symbolic if you look at Revelations. But to move on, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, because you have used your great power and have begun to rule. The people of the world were angry, but your anger has come. The time has come to judge the dead and to reward your servants, the prophets, and your holy people. All who respect you, great and small, the time has come to destroy those who destroy the earth. Then God's temple in heaven was open. The ark that holds the agreement God gave to his people could be seen in his temple. Then there were flashes of lightning, noises, thunder, earthquake, and great hailstones. Please continue to read yourself so that you know about the woman and the dragon, the two geese that come, the song of the same three angels, how the earth is harvested, the last trouble, and the bowl.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Kayla Mass. We only have 90 seconds left.
Now, look at chapter 18, how Babylon is destroyed.
Well, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio today. We appreciate you and we love you. Just go and dance with God and know that he loves you and that you are the best. Good night and God bless you. Bye-bye.